Session number 30644, Mr. Richard Zagorski, Reel 9. Now, what about the end of the war? How did you hear, and were there any celebrations?
Yes, there were some celebrations. We all got drunk, and beauty was that we had nothing to do anymore.
I mean, you were actually, was there a party? I mean, how did you celebrate?
Got drunk with my girlfriend, and we celebrated.
How did you feel about the end of the war? I mean, you know, because what did you
relieved
think
relieved on one thing, that the war is ended, and waited what will happen next, which I expected. For Poland, it was absolute tragedy, because we were sold by Roosevelt to Stalin. So my Poland disintegrated.
Now, what did you think would happen? I mean, were you optimistic before that?
No. Look, after Warsaw Uprising died, I was absolutely certain that London, true Polish government in London, will disintegrate. West wasn't interested, especially America. Roosevelt was in charge, basically. I'm sorry, I thought that Churchill was an honorable man, but Roosevelt sold us out completely.
So what happened immediately after the armistice, the end of the war, 8th of May? Did you stay?
9th of May, we celebrated. And we stayed in Toruń, the only thing changed, that there was nothing else to do.
There were no missions to fly.
No missions to
Any
fly,
training?
No nothing. No training after the war. Training cost money.
So what did you do?
So what happened? Going through the tunnel, somebody told me that they are old, in one of the barns, there's number of German gliders, because they were teaching gliding in Torin. Don't know whom. The gliders were SG-38 school glider, 38 and Grenau Baby 2. So I got in touch with the post-war, it was about months after the war, with the scouts organization, pioneers or whatever, Red Scouts, which were organized, young people, translated dynamics, aerodynamics, and theory of flight from Russian to Polish, give them a couple of hours of theory, and we started flying.
So what was towing them?
There was a slight hill on one side of the airfield, so we were rubber catapult, which was very standard from the hill, rubber catapult, but that was not good enough. So we used a German telephone cable, which had a steel core. It was extremely heavy, but by comparison to lines which are used for that purpose. But we used that cable and lorry. Army, one of our lorries. It was a lot of fun.
And you went up. What did you flew as well?
Look, my problem was that I flew quite a number of different types of planes, but I never flew gliders. So as I wanted to teach them, I had to do the first flight myself to find out what's and why. And then, all right, there were low-level flights. But believe me or not, but nobody was killed. Nobody was injured. I don't remember. I don't know why, but that's what happened. Oh, boy. And then 14th Regiment in which we were, was taken.
That's, we've been calling it a wing, but 14th Bokrup's
wing. Yes, wing. Our wing was taken from the army, stopped existing, and our squadron was sent as a whole to the 3rd Fighter Division, which was in Krakow. 9, 10, and 11 regiments. We were in 9th Regiment. 9th PIAP, Polski Istrzelbitelny Awiapolk.
So this is the 9th wing, as we've been calling
ninth,
it.
9th wing, yes. Yes.
And which, yes, which squadron? Oh.
1st Squadron, 9th wing.
1st, right. Now, and that was at Krakow?
That was in Krakow, yes.
Now, what were you doing?
Absolutely there. Nothing.
When was this that actually happened? Roughly what month?
May, June, July, August. August. I'm pretty certain it was August. August.
Now, so no duties?
Well, the only duties I had number of times, I was officer in charge in the. City command post.
Now, what's the city? What does that mean?
To be sure that army does nothing stupid. Or, so there was always officer there.
A duty officer?
Duty officer there. And
What kind of stupid thing are you looking for? Or not?
Drinking, basically. Basically, drunk. Kicking drunk out of the... Being certain that there are no political problems, which most certainly was basically police business, not ours. I stayed in Krakow in about 3 months.
So August to November. Well, anything else you were doing there when you weren't doing?
Not much.
Any recreation? Well, I mean, did you form a gliding club there, or?
There was no gliders there. No gliders. Gliders were left in Torun. They belonged to the to Torun people. Germans left it. No, I didn't do any gliding. I didn't do any flying whatsoever.
And what was going on with Poland and the rest around you at the time? Were you aware of what was going on?
Yes, communism was taking deeper roots all the time. For example, all the underground Polish underground army, which was controlled from London, they were being arrested. My mother was arrested as well. And it was worse and worse and worse. And at that time, my father contacted us. He was in Germany with 1st Polish Armed Division on the Dutch border.
So he was fighting with the English Poles.
Yes. And I decided that whatever happens, I hated communism all my life, and the only way is to go west.
Now, I should have sorted this out. I'll come back to it. What about this arrest of your mother? It's my fault. I should have. What had happened? I mean, was she...
Look, my mother was arrested day before. I wasn't in Krakow at the time. I was visiting friends outside Krakow. And my mother was arrested a day before we had to go west. I haven't seen her there. And only one thing I was told, that she was arrested and we have to go. And we did. On the 28th November.
Now you had to go where? Sorry.
On the 28th November, the lorry came. We loaded ourselves in Krakow at night.
Now, who? What's happening? Who's this lorry? What is this? An official?
My father. My father sent a lorry from Meppen, that's northwest Germany, and we were contacted, and everything was decided that we have to go.
So basically, you were running away. But
well, I was a deserter, basically, as I was still in the Air Force. So
the lorry turned up.
My mother was arrested, and we had to wait. My sister, my brother, myself, number of cousins, was about, I don't remember how many, 18, 20 people.
All in this lorry?
All in this lorry, yes.
Now, what was that journey like?
We passed through Pilsen during the night. At the night when American army was withdrawing back. And in the morning we were in Nuremberg, or what once was Nuremberg. There were complete ruins everywhere. And that was the first time when that's in Nuremberg, I met my father for the first time from 39. He was so small, funny man. As I remember him, completely different, I remember.
Now, what was happening to your mother behind?
No news for 6 months. We didn't have any news for 6 months. And then they let her go. They arrested her because she was part of once in underground army.
And did she come to the West as well?
Yes. We organized her escape. My father did organize her escape from Poland, and she joined us in Germany.
Now, so what happened when you got to Nuremberg? What were you going to do? I mean,
Nuremberg, we just stayed. Nuremberg, had a breakfast, and went further. We arrived at Bad Bergen. It's near Bramsha, which was under occupation forces of 1st Polish Parachute Brigade, on the terrain occupied by division and parachute brigade, 1st Armed Division and Parachute Brigade. And then...
Now, did you join them, or were you just going to that place?
First, I had to go through all the necessary investigation, who, what, why.
And what do you remember of those investigations?
Well, I was very happy to tell them absolutely everything, for example, the complete state of the Polish Air Force, what I knew, who, where, what. I didn't know everything. I didn't know a lot. But I knew where the where the wings were stationed, roughly, who was in command, people who were in command, and what planes they were flying. Correct. Well, they knew more than I did about that anyway. And extremely funny part of it, in the place I was born, in Lwów, was the best sport shop was owned by Mr. Scott. Of course, Scottish origin from the time of Bonnie Prince Charlie. There were a number of regiments, Scottish regiments, paid regiments, which were fighting in Poland. Quite a lot of them stayed. That was one of the families. And who interrogated me? Mr. Scott. With extremely Scotsman with extremely funny Lwów accent. Our accent.
Now, what? So you interrogated a
yes.
And what happened?
And then, as my uncle was general commanding the division, I didn't have a lot of problems. My, well, cousin, not cousin, relationship, but he was quite near to us.
And did you join the Polish the Free?
Of course.
So what did you join as?
My rank was which I had, and
so a pilot officer.
Well, not pilot anymore, not pilot as an officer, and I was so organizing sport events.
So with who? The first Polish Army.
With first Polish Army Division. Plus, remember that there were hundreds and hundreds of Poles who ran, who came from the camps, especially after they were, a lot of Poles were taken to the concentration camps during the war, after the war, quite a lot of underground army after Warsaw Uprising, they were sent to Germany. So there were camps, quite large Polish camps. My father was a liaison officer to 308 military government, and I was organizing sport events, playing with cars, drinking and doing not much.
Now, this is a, where was this at again? But
we are talking winter and
November,
spring, November past, let's say. We are talking winter and spring 46.
So you'd done a runner, so to speak.
Yes.
In November.
Yes, 28th November.
And you got, so, and you where was this, the first Polish, well, that was at Bad, I forgot the name of the place you said, sorry.
Meppen.
Oh, Meppen, right.
Meppen. Meppen was main city on of the Polish occupational army in Germany, under British command.
Now,
under command, the man whom I never liked, General Montgomery.
Well, why didn't you like Montgomery?
At that time, I didn't know. I stopped liking him after I learned a lot about him in England later. He was a clown, in my opinion, but that's personal opinion.
Yeah. Now, so what, you were organizing sports and recreations for the Poles and for the camps?
Yes. Yes.
For the displaced persons camps?
Displaced person camps.
Do you remember what kind, how much success did you have at that?
Some events were okay. Not a hell of a lot. Not a hell of a lot. But we tried. I remember once we organized, oh my God, here I've got problem with trying to translate to English because those are typically Polish events, like dropping flower wreaths on the wind, on the river. That was during the longest day.
Just solstice. Celebration.
Celebration of solstice.
Traditional celebrations.
Yes, yes. That was. We organized it very well in Haren on Ems. That was very nice.
Anything else you remember?
A lot of alcohol, and except that, nothing else to do.
Do you think you drank too much, or?
I never liked alcohol personally.
You
Everybody drank, so I drank.
So, how are you getting on with your new colleagues? I mean, you know, the Free Pole
family. Quite a lot of my family was there, except my mother, practically everybody. So we had a very nice, in small town of Haren.
So Haren's near Meppen, is it?
It's near Meppen, it's on River Ems, both of them are on River
Ems. Is it H-E-R-R?
H-A-R-E-N, as far as I remember.
Okay, we'll look it up, it's all right.
Yeah. Haren on Ems. Was all the Germans were kicked out. We had a very nice house on the canal, because it was canals as well. We are very near Dutch border.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of answered it. Did you have much contact with the Germans? I mean, because I wondered how you felt about it.
Practically none. They were servants at the time.
How did you feel about the Germans at that, you know, now they've been defeated?
I always preferred Germans to communists. Didn't say Russians to communists. But I didn't have much contact with Germans. Only when in the garages the currency at that time were basically in Germany were basically two. Number one was coffee and cigarettes.
The black market.
If you wanted something, the German marks were useless. Nobody would take anything. So if you want to buy something, you have to pay with coffee. And jump to Brussels, you can buy coffee for peanuts. I bought a large Mercedes for 4 kilos of coffee.
So it was coffee more than cigarettes then for you?
Basically, yes, because cigarettes I used quite a lot of them. But there was no problem. You could get them in Nafi stores. You can get everything. I don't remember if I was paid anything. Somehow I always had money there. Enough money for everything.
Now, what were you thinking was going to happen then? Did you think there would be a Polish state? Or
no, by now I knew that Stalin won. Oh no. And my Poland was already... didn't exist. My part of Poland was part of Russia. And that started... Oh, never mind. Let's not go into politics.
What did you think you'd do then? Because you were Polish, you couldn't go back.
Yes, I couldn't go back. I hoped that maybe I could fly again, which was out of the question because there were more pilots from, especially in England. Nobody wanted us. And fighter pilots especially. If you were a bomber pilot, you had 1,000 hours on 4 engines or 2 engines, then you had a chance to go to airlines. But for fighter pilots, forget it. There were millions of unnecessary ones.
So what did you think would happen to you? What did you hope would happen?
I knew that we have to go to England because there is no room in Poland for us. So, my father organized, and on the 30th October, I think.
46. So you were in Meppen and Haren until then?
Yes. But as it wasn't... From what I... By now I am talking about something which I really don't remember. I know that we left Haren.
Now,
Haren.
What about, were you technically in the army, the Polish army now? I mean, what were you, or
I was one of the, I was wearing uniform, but I was treated more as a family than anything else.
So you could leave when you wanted?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So how did your father organize for you to go to England?
Organized paper, and we left as family. We went to Brussels. We stayed about a month in Brussels because it was easier from there. And we came October. I think on the 13th October, we landed in Dover. From Ostend to Dover on ferry.
And you're no longer then in the army?
No, as a bloody civilian. As a civilian, and life was started to now become difficult.
One thing is that you're not actually British, of course.
Of course.
So what?
I'm just what as a family of officers who were fighting under British command.
So, where did you move to in England?
London. The first night in London I spent off Bayswater Road. Don't remember one of the, remember the name. And then the most important thing was to try to learn English.
Now, did you have any English at all?
Practically no. Practically nil. Practically nil. So there were number of possibilities. I've got a chance. I've got money to get into Polish Merchant Navy College in Landywood near Warsaw. They sent me there, and the only thing, I didn't care a damn about Navy or anything, but I wanted to learn English. And believe me, my first lesson in English was taught by an extremely pleasant Scottish woman, and it started with Merchant of Venice. It was slightly difficult for me, believe me.
You had trouble then?
Oh God, trouble. I stayed there for six months.
Now, were you actually thinking of going on joining the Merchant Navy?
No, never. But that's the place which I could get stipend.
And this is in the Walsall area?
It is Walsall. In Walsall. No, sorry. The village near Walsall called Landywood. Between Walsall and Cannock.
So you just learning English, you weren't doing any of the naval stuff?
Absolutely nothing. Well, I was taught, but that was not I always knew that I will never have anything to do with Merchant Navy.
So
after 6 months,